Thank you for calling the Bank of Cardiff. This is Dennis. How may I help you?
Hello. I have received a letter from you guys, for a loan.
Okay, sure. I can look into it for you. Do you happen to have the reservation code on there by any chance?
Yeah, it's 23-11-04-01-00-16-59-65.
Gotcha. How's your Monday going so far?
Okay, not too bad.
Not too bad. You guys are in Highland, California?
Yes.
All right, and this is actually Hugo, I take it?
Yes.
Gotcha, Hugo. And is this the office number or the business number you called in from, or is this a better number to reach
out? Cell phone.
Cell phone, okay, perfect.
That's cell phone.
Highland, I should know where that's at. We're actually down in San Diego. Where's Highland at, in reference?
We're up a little bit more to the side, kind of by like Riverside, Moreno Valley.
Okay, yeah, that's why I recognize it. I've used to go riding a lot out in Joshua Tree and stuff like that, so that's probably why I recognized it. but anyway, right on. Yeah, it looks like Hugo, we received a good reference on your company, so we're able to pre-qualify you for either equipment or working capital programs. Was there something going on at this point where you guys were looking to take on some financing for the company?
Yeah, we're right now in the process of we're renovating, so we actually rented out another suite that's next to us. So we're getting some work done so we can have, like, more seating, getting more, like, equipment for, like, as in a grill, a bigger grill, more tables, booths, chairs.
Right on. So, yeah, we can do a combination of both, and we do have loans designed just for the equipment. We can bundle that into one loan for you that would give you a term of anywhere from 2 to 5 years. I'm usually able to show you the different options. I can show you 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, and 5 years, and let you pick, you know, which payments can work out best for you or which term. And then as far as working capital goes, it looks like you did take a loan out at one point with a company called Seattle Prime Capital Incorporated. That was like a couple of years ago, actually, about 3 years ago. What type of loan was that? Was that a working capital loan, or was that for equipment, or?
You said Seattle?
It says, yeah, the company's Seattle Prime Capital Incorporated. They may have been a broker through someone that you went through for financing at one time, but they...
What year was it?
This was way back in 2013. It was actually May of 2013.
Oh, no, I think we were going to get it, but at the end, I think I told them no, so I didn't end up getting it.
Oh, okay, that's interesting. Okay, yeah, it looks like it. I've never heard of those guys either, but as far as working capital goes, it's, equipment's pretty standard. It's just like kind of like a car loan, really. You have a term and a monthly payment, and kind of go from there. But as far as working capital goes, we have probably, 15 different type of programs. Do you have any working capital loans out right now, by any chance?
I was going to get one. I don't know if you guys are familiar with BizBloom?
I think I've heard of them. I think we compete with those guys all the time.
Okay, yeah, we're in the process. We did the application, and then they had got us the bank that was going to fund us. But I guess when he faxed over the account number, I guess one of the numbers, I think it was an A, and it came out like a 3. So when they were sending the money, they were sending it to a non-existent account because the numbers were switched.
Oh, wow, okay. So well, it's not too late. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, so we have some issues with them, and then they wanted to, like, to look at our bank accounts, make sure like everything was like make sure that account was active and wasn't like a fake account.
So it sounds like they had an error on their end.
Yeah, that's where we left off, and after that, I didn't continue it.
Okay, well, if you're familiar with that type of loan, then we'll probably be looking for the same sort of deal for working capital. It's cash flow driven, so we'll look at 6 months of bank statements, your most recent tax return, and I assume you guys accept credit card payments from your clients as well.
Yes.
Okay, so we'll want to look at 4 months of those statements as well. If that's a little harder to get a hold of initially, don't worry about it. If they ask for it, you know, I'll request it from you again. But if you don't have it available, then I should be able to get your approval without it.
Okay.
But usually the way I like to do it is I like to do the equipment first, just because it's more traditional type loan, you know, more traditional approval and everything. But it looks better to have just the equipment done first, then we can look into working capital after that. Versus vice versa. For whatever reason, that's just been my luck. Because the equipment loan, what they look at for the approval, one thing they look at is they just want to make sure that you're obviously making money off the equipment. So once you put in a new grill and stove and everything and furniture, you're going to have people coming in. You'll obviously make your money back. With working capital, it's more cash flow driven. So they just look at the cash flow of the business and they say, okay, well, this company does $200,000 a year, for example. We'll be able to lend them right around 8% of their annual sales. So we can give them a loan of anywhere from around $15,000 to $20,000, for example. So that's kind of how the two loans work separately. But
is it better to do like a working capital instead of the equipment?
Yeah, you know, it's up to you. If you prefer to do working capital for both, you can. A lot of people like to do that just because the working capital is unsecured. It's a shorter term. It's paid back either daily, weekly, or monthly. You know, unfortunately, I won't know until I get the approval as to where you stand as far as that goes. But it's really up to you. I mean, I think I personally would do the equipment as more of a traditional loan, even if you wanted shorter term, like 2 years. I can show you numbers for 2 years. Do you have any quotes for the equipment yet, or is this kind of just in the early stages at this point?
It's early stages.
Early stages, okay. Well, yeah, it's up to you. If you want to look into working capital and have some numbers to work with off that, I can get that approval really fast. It usually takes about 24 hours once I get, you know, everything I mentioned to you from you.
Yeah, I'll do the working capital.
Working capital, looking at first? Okay. Do you know what your business made last year, the gross annual sales of the company?
Last year, you said?
Right.
For the year?
It doesn't have to be the exact numbers, but if you have a ballpark idea. It just lets me know how much we could get over to you as far as an amount goes.
Being last year... Is how much we made, right?
Well, it's gross before anything was taken out.
Like around 250,000.
250, okay. So you should probably qualify. Let's see, as far as working capital goes, I mean, first of all, was there an amount that you had in mind that would benefit you guys?
For lending, for a loan.
Right, yeah, just an amount you were looking
at. Yeah, I was looking for 20,000.
20, okay, shouldn't be a problem. You're probably going to qualify for more like 25 to 30. Okay. You know, that ballpark there.
Yeah, not too much. Yeah,
okay. Well, I think it'll be a good deal for you then. If you go working capital route, the one thing I do like about it is that you can save money in the long run if you're able to pay it off early. They'll give you an early payoff benefit. Also, it's renewable, so that means once you're halfway paid in, you'll be eligible for more funds at a lower cost in a longer term. So how long have you guys been established for? I mean, obviously since 2013, but as a whole.
We've been established since 2009. We've been here for 6 years.
6 years, okay. So you probably got a pretty good name about yourself and your community and some regular clients and stuff like that. So.
Yeah, the reason why we expanded was because we had a dining area, but it was like really small. We only had like four tables. Yeah, and then a lot of customers will come in, and then they want to sit down, and there was no room, so they would just leave.
Gotta be sad to see.
So it was time to expand.
Well, that's cool, man. Well, congrats. That's American dream right there. I think really to get the ball rolling for you, do you have an email address you like to use or a fax?
Yeah, it's Cruiser. It's Cruiser. 010@gmail.com.
Cruiser 010@gmail.
Yeah.
gmail.com. And Hugo, if you have a pen available, I'll give you my direct number also.
Okay, yeah, I got one. Go ahead.
It's area code 858.
858.
519.
519.
5315.
5315.
And is the office number still the 909-862-4342 number?
Yeah, that's the business phone.
Okay. Perfect. All right. And then this is your mobile number, the 909-904-1412.
Yeah.
Right on. Okay, good deal. And like I said, it's for the approval for the working capital, they're gonna just wanna verify the $250,000 annually. So they'll wanna look at 6 months of bank statements. If you do online banking, it might be easier for you, unless you just keep your bank statements. Some owners do, some archive it or whatever. Some are very organized, some aren't. But if you have the 6 months, you can hop on your online banking and just download those into a PDF format and email them to me. Otherwise you can fax them to me. I can give you my fax number if that's the route you wanna go. Otherwise, if you want to scan them and email them to me, that's fine.
Email be better.
Email works, okay. All right, so just 6 months of the bank statements, your most recent business tax return. If you haven't filed for 2015, that's okay. We can get a hold of your accountant or CPA or whoever and get an extension if we need to, but they haven't been asking for those recently. And then if you have access to 4 months of your credit card processing statements available, we'll want to look at those also.
The latest?
Yeah, just the 4 months of the most recent, right? And the 6 months of the banks, the most recent ones there too. They like to look at all payments as well.
For the statements for the bank account, because it might be different. Because we have like fraud committed. Well, my father had fraud committed, and one of his accounts, so he had to switch it to a new one. So we barely have like 2 months with the new one.
Okay, that's fine. As long as you have 6 months total, happens all the time. People change
up.
Yeah,
we have 6 months total.
Yeah, I just had fraud happen to me as well, so it's no joke.
Okay.
Pain in the butt. But no, that's fine. Yeah, as long as you can give me 6 months of bank statements, 4 months of the credit card processing, you know, whether they're different accounts. I have an explanation. You just gave it to me. And the most recent tax return, that's all I need. I have to get an application out to you as well. I'll just attach that to the email I sent to you. It's a cruiser010@gmail.com. And if you can get this to me today, I can probably have an approval for you as soon as tomorrow. But I can work at your pace, whatever is easier for you guys.
Okay.
And I think $20,000 will not be a problem at all for you guys.
Yeah, and then after I send you all the documents, then that's when you explain the terms and the fees.
And there shouldn't really be any fees, to be honest with you. The only time I really see any fees is if it's a really high risk situation. It doesn't sound like you guys are. You're pretty well established and your revenue's solid. This is the type of loan they're gonna look at the fact that you're doing an upgrade to your business. We're going to bring in more clientele, so obviously your gross annual revenue is going to increase, so it's not going to be looked at, you know, as a very high risk, unless there's some credit issues. And if there are, I mean, the loan itself's not really credit driven for the most part. It is a little bit, but if you have, I mean, I've got people approved that had a sub 500 credit score before, so as long as the cash flow is good on the business and you're established, then I don't think $20,000 is going to be a problem at all. But yeah, there shouldn't be really, there's not going to be any out-of-pocket expenses or anything like that, but I wouldn't expect any fees either, to be honest with you. You might, but I doubt it. I highly doubt it.
Okay. All right.
But they'll pick out which program is going. They'll give you a few. Give me a few options. I'll show them to you, and then you know, you can pick whatever program is going to be best for you guys.
Okay.
But like I said, my name's Dennis. You've got my number. Hugo, just check your email here in a second. And if you plan on getting this to me today, I'll let my underwriting department know so I can put your file in front of everyone else's and try to get your approval as soon as possible.
All right, let me see if I got something.
I haven't sent it yet. No, I haven't sent it yet. I can do it while I can send you a test email while we're on the phone, just so we know that we're talking to each other that way. But
all right.
I'll follow up with the actual email with the application on it.
Okay, no problem.
So let's see here. Just getting hot out there in your direction, huh?
Actually, right now it's pretty cloudy.
Yeah, we've had a weird summer here in San Diego. It's been Sunday afternoon was nice, but it's been cloudy all year pretty much. It was actually really nice towards the beginning of the year, but now it's been cloudy, weird.
Yeah, that's crazy. One day is hot, the other day is cold.
Yeah, it's been weird, but
yeah, I just got your email.
All right, cool. So that's my email. That's my contact information. I'll follow up with an email to you right after this with the application and the list of items that I talked about to get your approval. And like I said, if you get it to me today, I should have your approval tomorrow.
All right. I was going to let you know because I'm calling for my father because he's a business owner. So I'm helping him out.
That's fine. That happens a lot. I'll eventually have to speak to him just to do the what's called a welcome call, which will go over all the terms and everything from a third party.
You guys speak Spanish too or no?
We should be able to. Does he speak any English or is it just primarily Spanish?
He prefers Spanish, yeah, because English he understands, but he can't really speak it.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. We'll cross that bridge when we get there. If we have to have a Spanish speaker go over it with him, that's fine. Otherwise, you might be able to translate for him, but I'm not too concerned about it. All they do is they just go over the terms that he'll already know about because I'll give those to you. And
you guys are the same bank who funds us, or do you from a different bank?
Nine times out of ten, yes. We do syndicate through some other companies, but not very often. We try to keep everything in house, especially if you guys are local. You know, it's we work with a lot of all 50 states. If you're in New York and it's a high risk situation and we may have to do something, you know, get out there to get to collect or whatever, then we might syndicate it to another company. But I think in your case, it'll probably be in house. I don't see why it wouldn't.
All right.
Yeah, we work with a lot of companies out here in San Diego, a lot of like, you know, barbershops, restaurants, construction companies, stuff like that. So got a little bit of everything out here.
Yeah.
But yeah, not a problem. Just check your email. And is your name Hugo or is that your dad's name?
No, my dad's name is Leo.
Leo, okay. But you're Hugo, right? So I'll put Leo is, what was your dad's last name?
Lopez.
Okay, I'll just put you down as a point of contact, and that will work. So do you have any other questions for me then?
No, that's about it. I'll just get the documents for you, and then I'll send them to you.
All right. Yeah, it's pretty cut and dry. It should be a great deal for you guys, actually.
All right.
All right, Hugo. Well, I will talk to you later, man.
All right. Thank you.
You too. Take care. Bye.
Okay, bye.